Hi, in this video we will be looking at how do I add an existing database to my application. A very common scenario is, you know, I have an existing MDF file, I just want to incorporate that into my project so I can either prototype something or I just got my database from someone. If in this particular case, let me just add a database that I got from a friend of mine into my project, and the usual way for me is to just drag and drop the database to my app data. And at this point, I normally double click the database since I want to do something with it in the designer. So if I double click that, you would notice that in Dev 11, we don't upgrade your database by default. We in fact show you this dialog, which is indicating that your database file is not compatible with the current instance of SQL Server. What this means is that the database that I created, which is Northwind, was probably created using SQL 2000, 2005, 2008, and currently on this box, which has only Dev 11, I'm using SQL 2012, which is a newer version of SQL, hence the file format is not compatible between the two versions. And so to resolve this issue, I have two options. Either I can go and upgrade my database so that it uses SQL 2012, and I want to use that option because I don't want to use this database anywhere else. I just want to continue ahead with my application. So to resolve that issue, I'll say okay, and I'll go ahead and modify the connection. So I right click on my database, I say modify connection, then I go to the advanced properties. You would notice that the database, say the data source, is set to local DB. I'm fine with that since in this machine I don't have SQL Express. Then I say OK. Then once I press OK, I get another notification sort of indicating that at this point I am upgrading my database, which will make it incompatible with earlier versions of SQL Server. Again, if my goal is to use this database only for a Dev 11 application which will talk to SQL 2012, I don't really care about previous versions. So I go ahead and say yes, which is going to upgrade my database to the new format. Now if I go ahead and just refresh my database, I'll see all the tables. You know, I can go ahead and show table data. I can do any of the basic operations that I wanted to do and start using the database in my application.